Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Bend It Like Beckham. It's that movie where Keisha Keira Knightley got her start in podcast form.
Oh, man, I love soccer.
Yeah, me too. Let's get into it.
Oh, no. I was wrong. It's not Bend It Like Beckham. It's not. It's Trends with Benefits. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my friends July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi, and we have two guests with us today. We have Mr. Andy Knees.
I'm back for more, baby.
Yeah, he's back. He's our first repeat guest.
I asked Agata, I didn't ask Agata, but I contacted her. I said, I need another shot at this. I'm ready. I've been training. I'm going to nail it this time. I don't think I can hype up my appearance more. Thank you.
He's talking about the hoedown that will happen later.
Oh, yeah.
He's
it's
ready.
It's going to go great.
We also have Adam Steckler here. Yay.
Hey. Woo. And I did ask Agata if I could be on. I kind of groveled, and she graciously allowed me.
No, we're so happy to have both of you here. We're all about friendship, and you guys are our friends.
Totally. You know, when we initially conceived this podcast, I really wanted it to have that like Tree Fort vibe. And you're going to have the same regular dudes coming back again and again. And it's like, you know, back when you were listening to Mark and Brian on the radio and you knew that Mark and Brian. They were two guys who were on the radio at one point. I'd never heard of
them. This is a lot like that then.
Yeah.
Well, recurring guests, man. Let's get the same guys, you know, because people, they're going to want to tune in and they're going to see, oh, Andy Knees. I love when he's on Trends with Benefits.
Yes.
I feel like people are already on that boat, you know, after your first appearance.
That happened just minutes ago before they started this podcast all across the nation.
Yeah, you're our David Alan Greer on Loveline.
Yep.
I feel like I actually have a lot to live up to sitting next to Andy. He's casting a big shadow, and I'm going to try to get out of it by the end of this episode.
Cool. You guys will, I'm sure you'll both be great, but we'll see, won't we?
And casting a shadow, that's a euphemism for what I'm doing right now. You don't want to know.
Andy.
So, July, what's trending in your life?
Oh, we just saw the latest Fast and Furious movie.
Fuck yeah, we did. It was the best movie I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of kept falling asleep a little bit.
Is that why you kept leaving?
Yeah.
Where did you go to fall asleep?
Yeah. Were you sleeping in the lobby?
I would go and take a periodic naps in the lobby of the Chinese theater. It was late. We went to a late movie and,
It was so action-packed, though.
I have to ask, Vin Diesel predicted that it was going to win an Oscar. Did it live up to that hype?
Oh, definitely.
I would give it every Oscar.
There's
every
one whole sequence, which I will not spoil, that it's early in the film. That alone, just, it's going to win an Oscar.
Can you give me a hint?
Do the car guys get an Oscar in it?
The car guys?
Like for winning a race or something? They get an Oscar for,
yes,
for best, winning a race?
best race.
Thanks best performance me. In a race.
I want to say that the trailers in the film, first one, well, there's a trailer for NWA.
For what?
For Straight Outta Compton.
There's a NWA movie coming out, yeah.
And Paul Giamatti is in it. And he was in another trailer before that about
San Andreas.
San Andreas about
the San Andreas fault that's going to kill us all.
That's going to happen. It's like Day After Tomorrow, but in LA, and the ground's going to open.
It's going to be like the Day After Tomorrow, but in LA, like Volcano.
I was going to say, I remember Volcano. That's our last, the last disaster movie we can really claim as our own.
I hope in San Andreas they have like the character, like some crossover from the characters from Volcano, who are, you know, going through their
own. Was Volcano set in LA?
I think so. Yeah, it
was. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It was like there's a volcano in LA.
I remember because in the trailer, the word volcano popped up in big font, and then all the letters started disappearing until only L and A were left.
That was a clever ad campaign.
Yeah.
There are no volcanoes here, though, right?
There's one.
There's that one.
It's behind the Hollywood sign.
Who was in that? Tommy Lee Jones?
And Anne Heche.
And Anne Heche.
Oh, that was a big year for her, I think. Probably.
Maybe that'll be the crossover. She's going to be in San Andreas just hanging out.
I'm not going to watch that movie because it honestly freaks me out.
Well, it's going to happen, Agata. It's going
to
happen.
Don't fucking say that to me, July. You know I get scared.
It's going to happen.
I get scared.
Have you guys ever been in an earthquake before?
Sure.
Yeah?
Are you guys both from California?
I am.
Yeah, I lived in L.A. When I was very young, and then I moved to the Bay Area, so we've had a couple the big quakes.
Right. Yeah. I was in the Bay Area for the 1989 quake. I was at the World Series baseball game between the A's and the Giants. Oof. With my grandpa.
Oh, that's a big game. So big quake.
It was a big quake for a big game.
Did the quake happen immediately after someone hit a home run?
Yeah, did Barry Bonds knock a dinger and then then the quake happened?
No, it was before the game started. I was 8 years old. It was with my old grandpa.
How bad was it?
It was scary. It was a big earthquake. The Bay Bridge collapsed.
Whoa. Oof.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, didn't it, like, there was one person that died from that, right?
From the Bay Bridge collapse?
I think so.
It was
something like that.
Yeah. It was crazy.
The only person on the bridge. So sad. The only person on the bridge.
Did the game still happen?
No.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, it went. They gave us a rain check. I remember as we left, and I remember as an 8-year-old thinking, rain check? Come on. You got to have a more severe kind of check for this kind of situation.
Quake check.
Quake check, right?
Quake check.
And I did go back when they like replayed the game a few weeks later. And I was scared. I was scared to be at a...
It was a traumatic experience. Traumatic.
It was.
Traumatic.
It was. I was really traumatized.
Oh, my God.
And I remember at the time thinking, like, this is the World Series. They're shaking the stadium on purpose.
Wait, what? When it was happening?
Yeah, when it was happening.
Just all that excitement.
Yeah.
It was like once.
Yeah, it was buzzing. That's what sometimes people, they say on the radio or something.
So, Andy and Adam, what's trending in your lives?
Well, I tried to get onto a game show yesterday.
Which one?
The Celebrity Name Game with Craig Ferguson.
What? Tell us about this.
Is this what Craig Ferguson is up to now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, basically, you just go in and you do one round of the celebrity name game.
How does that work?
So basically, they're like two people will go up and somebody will have a name behind them, and the person in front of them gives you clues. What's the name? And so like, people were really panicking, and I guess like when they panicked, they would get really dirty. So like, they have phrases too. So like, one was egg salad, and when the guy was trying to explain salad, he's like, you know, when you're with somebody, this is what you toss.
Eggs.
Wait, so you were
a picnic?
You were trying to be a contestant on the show, or what? I don't understand.
Yeah, I was trying to be a contestant.
Okay. So that was your salad thing, or
no? That was somebody else.
Okay.
So is it already a no, or are you waiting to find out?
I'm pretty sure it's a no.
What did you say during yours?
Well, I had Hannibal Lecter, so I was just like the bad guy from Silence of the Lambs who eats people, and then my partner got it like immediately.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think I understand the rules of this game.
Is it like a catchphrase where you just have to make them guess the word?
Yeah, it's exactly
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another woman had a Herbert Hoover, and so she was like, last name is something that sucks. And then she made like the vacuum hose
Obama.
Motion, and the girl was like, oh, suck a dick.
She probably got a callback.
So it's called Celebrity Name Game because they're trying to guess celebrity names?
No, it's like the song from the 60s that's like, Craig Bobeg, Banana Fana Bobeg. Yeah, no, that's it.
And what does Craig Ferguson do?
He likes to riff on the round that just happened.
Oh, okay. A good, like,
he's
5-minute
loves
chunk.
To riff. I know. He's a total riffer. I know that.
So, is this a TV show or what?
Yeah, I've never seen it either. I watched some episodes on YouTube.
Okay.
I guess it's like on the Game Show Network.
GSN. GCN. GameCube Network.
Andy, what's trending in your life?
Well, I want to talk more about Celebrity Name Game. What do you win prizes? Like, what's the prizes?
I don't know, $20,000.
Oh my God.
Oh. You could have really used that $20,000.
I could. I could have really used it.
Do you guys remember when Craig Ferguson was on the Drew Carey show? Do you guys remember when Drew Carey used to host Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I remember that.
Segue to Robo Laura Hall, who's here with us
here
tonight.
We go.
Great segue.
You know, I just wanted to, you know, she's been sitting in the room silently all this time.
Yeah, I'm really excited to meet her. I think she sounds really, just really cool, and I like wanted to get to know her a little more.
Did you not meet her last time, Andy?
We still had the real Laura Robo. Nope, Laura Hall. We still had the real Laura Hall then when Andy was here because he was on her like second episode, and she. You can probably attest to the fact that she was a huge bitch, right?
I don't know. I thought she was pretty cool. She played at least the piano. Like, I think that she's the kind of person that can speak through the piano and isn't necessarily maybe as bad as good
right.
You know, speaking with her.
Real savant.
She didn't want to talk to us, but we kept forcing her into conversation. I think that was what was happening, yeah.
Beep boop. Beep boop boop.
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall.
Oh.
Hello, Laura, meet our guests, Andy and Adam.
Hello, Andy and Adam.
Oh, hi, Laura. This is an honor.
So you have a fancy about me, Andy?
Yeah, I think what it is your comedic timing is just... you just, like, always have the right thing to say at the exact right time. It's something I find really attractive.
I am a big Craig Ferguson fan.
I knew that. It seemed you seem like the kind of person that would be into him.
Laura, have they ever asked you to be on Celebrity Name Game?
Yeah, I said tossed salad once.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did she
that's
say like
Craig
that?
That's how Craig Ferguson says yeah. He goes, yuck. I, that's...
Because he's Irish? Yeah. Scottish?
Yeah, that's
blimey.
His accent.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not Scottish.
Andy and Adam, you know, I always have to ask people, are you guys trendy dudes? Do you already know what's trending? Like when Robo Laura Hall comes back later and starts reading off those trends, are you guys going to know what she's saying?
Well, I have to be honest. I don't remember what I said in the last one. I think I probably portrayed myself as a guy that's somewhat up on the trends. But the more I've thought about it, I'm not a trendy guy. I don't know what's going on. Most of my trends come from that little sidebar on Facebook that tells you, like...
Hashtag leave Britney alone.
Right. Yeah. That's, I'm just
wow,
getting
hashtag
don't tase me, bro. Yeah.
That, I'm still cracking up about that because I just learned about it last week and it's good.
Dang, you're super behind.
Yeah. Do you guys see that keyboard cat?
No, what is this?
So there's a cat and it's like looks really sad and uncomfortable, and then it's got these two like stiff arms sticking out, and they smash on a keyboard and it plays a little song.
I think I found a video.
Oh, no, oh. This is not a keyboard. Oh,
Laura Hall, we don't need you to start playing right now. Laura Hall, no, you can stop.
I love piano.
Okay, we know you love the piano.
Love her singing voice is also very attractive.
Man, she really kind of has a mind of her own sometimes. We're trying to rein her in a little bit. She acts a little crazy when there's other people around.
Also, she really loves piano.
Yeah, I'll shut her down until we're ready for Ask Agata.
Sounds good. Adam, how about you? Trendy?
I'd love to say that I am, but I do have to look a lot of things up on Urban Dictionary, and I still use...
What was the last thing you searched?
What was it?
Fleek?
No, I knew what fleek was.
I did not. That's when I came to the realization, was when I listened to you guys' last episode, and I realized I didn't know what fleek was.
Did you stare at yourself in the mirror?
I had never even
mirror?
Heard the word.
You never heard it?
No.
Wow.
That's how not trendy I am, so...
You guys are not reading these. You guys are not reading the same teenager tumblers that I am because I've heard it all.
I did not know that the yeah thing was a trend. Is that what it is? Yes, yes,
yes.
I'm sorry, I just really exposed myself.
Yes.
That's a good band though. I think
the yeah yeah yeahs.
Yeah yeah yeah
yeah yeah yeahs.
Yeah, I love their song Mbop.
And I get a lot of my trends from the Yahoo news site,
Ooh.
Which has a lot of up-to-date stuff.
Somebody should make Yas Who.
Someone should make Yas Deer. Bring back the old sitcom with Mike O'Malley and Anthony Clark.
Oh, Anthony Clark, so funny on that show.
Remember Mike O'Malley from Guts on Nick?
Do I?
And he'd go, let's bring it over to Mo. Mo!
And then Mo's like, hey, everybody's Mo.
No, she had an accent. She goes,
Hello,
Mo. Oh, yeah, that's right.
East. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike O'Malley from Yes, Dear.
Great accent.
Get the flog out of the nose. That was Guts, right? No, that was a different game.
That was show. That was Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
We saw some real Nickelodeon shit at the Chinese Theater last night, by the way, too. They had a Pop-Tarts branded peanut butter slide.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, they did. It was so gross. It looked like there was just a pile of diarrhea at the end of the slide.
It looked amazing, and I'm sad we missed it.
It smelled horrible.
They had allergy warnings at the entrance to the to the Hollywood Highland Plaza. Like, literally, if you were severely allergic to peanuts, you couldn't go see Furious 7. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So it was just there for, like, people to, like slop around in? Or how did it work?
Well, they have a, they were promoting a brand new Pop-Tart, which I guess is going to get more publicity here. Peanut butter Pop-Tart. Find it in stores now.
And if Pop-Tart wants to send us some money for advertising, like, we would be open to
it. And so they just ladle that right out of the little kiddie pool that people are, like, rolling around in into the middle of the
It was like an inflatable, like, slide thing where you could, like, it was like an obstacle course.
That
is
definitely, that's some Double Dare shit for sure.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
What's being censored there, if you don't mind revealing, if it's not too not safe for work?
Well, if you've ever heard, you know, Loveline, Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist.
Okay.
So we can't say those words on this show.
No.
Yeah.
So we say that she's a board-certified and addiction medicine.
I guess my brain was filling it in as board-certified bitch.
Well, we're going to have to bleep that, too.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, you don't bleep that one.
I can't control what people read between the lines, but, you know.
Board-certified bitch. Okay, well, this is my
segment. That hasn't been ruled on by the board yet.
This is my segment where listeners like you call in or text or submit online on twb.cool/ask or 432-AGOTTA-HI, and they submit advice questions or things that are going on in their life and they want me to weigh in on. So what do you got for me, July?
Oh, well, I got to turn on RoboLaura Hall.
Oh. Ooh.
And she's walking over.
Junk. Junk.
She's opening up a beer.
You can't drink that, RoboLaura. No.
Your circuits.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. The monitor on her head just turned into a picture of Shaq.
Hey, man, this is Shaq. This is RoboLaura Hall doing an impression of Shaq.
Okay, enough fun, RoboLaura Hall. Let's get to the question.
She really likes to put the theatrics on.
Dear Agata, I am currently addicted to an internet quiz game. It's preventing me from getting work done in the office and at home. How do I cut down on playing and be more productive in my life?
Man, this is a really good question for me because I am also addicted to an internet quiz game.
Ooh, which
could
one?
Be somebody that you're quizzing with.
Probably one of
be
my
an
quiz,
enabler.
Yeah, probably one of my quiz matches, I would say. It's an app called Quiz Up. Are you guys familiar with
quiz
this?
Quiz Up? Isn't that how you're supposed to pronounce
it? I don't know
it?
Quiz Up with you.
No, I don't know that one. I've played Quiz All Over Your Face. Oh, and I've played
Quiz In My Pants.
Quiz In My Pants.
Those are all great games.
I've played Belly Full of Quiz.
I haven't played that one. Downloading it right now.
Yeah, so it's it is really addictive. Honestly, it is, because you can play quizzes about any topic. So anything that you've ever thought that you were good at, you can do a quiz with a stranger from Nicaragua. I don't think I have any advice for you, because I need the same advice. So if anyone else knows how to quit these games, please contact me.
You gotta take it off your phone. You gotta delete it right away. You gotta go cold turkey. It's the only way you're gonna be able to quit. You gotta cut that out of your life.
I'll just re-download it.
No, you've got to hold yourself to the fire. You've got to make yourself accountable. You've got to.
Me and Adam are always playing Entourage quizzes.
Adam's an accountant. He could be accountable.
Great point, Andy.
Actually, we've never done an Entourage one, but they probably exist.
Yeah, totally. I'm just thinking it's kind of ironic, given what was bleeped from your title, that we're talking about addiction.
Well, I think to your point, Adam, you got to treat this the same way you would any addiction. You know, you've got to be strong. You've got to, submit to a higher power. You've got to admit that you have no control.
You're right. You've
got to go through the 12 steps.
Yes.
Get on a reality show with Dr. Drew.
You've got to, yes. Who is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And I can say that because he is.
Oh, about Dr. Drew. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I agree with you, Gabe. As many of you guys know out there, I'm a highly addicted to pleasuring myself. And so I say you do the same thing with this app. And how I got rid of my addiction was just...
Do you quiz in your hand or quiz...
The thing is, you gotta quiz before you go to bed.
A quiz in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Quiz in the morning, quiz at night.
How many of the apps do you have?
Well, I just downloaded Quiz into my belly.
Belly full of quiz, or is that a different
one?
That's
what I mean. Okay. That's the one I meant.
Oh,
belly
God.
Full of quiz. Oh, man.
You know what I would do in this situation? And this call, by the way, is from Quiz Life, I should mention. Quiz Life, what you should do is, hold yourself accountable, but also just be open. You know, talk to your friends at work about it. You know, if you sort of are always checking in with outside people, then they might be supportive of you.
I like that. Let's
as you're trying to kick it. Secondly, don't be hard on yourself. You know, if you find yourself relapsing and going back to the game, you got to say, this hasn't undone all the work you've done till now. You can get back on the horse and you can get off the game.
What if you're scared of horseback riding?
You always find the one loophole.
I feel like you just need to cut all forms of quizzes out of your life. So just stop answering questions. Tell them this is a gateway to quizzes. If somebody's asking you, where's your work? How were you today? You just need to say, you know what? I have an addiction. This is something that you need to be sensitive of. And then walk away.
Exactly. It's because, boss, I'm quizzing 4 or 5 times a day. It's an addiction.
Hashtag call me Seb.
What?
Hashtag call me Seb.
Seb, S-E-B?
S-E-B, yep.
Is that short for Sebastian?
Yes, it is.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Give us more information.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm about to do.
Great. Drop it on us.
I'm going to drop some info on you guys. Are you ready?
Some Seb-centric info.
So, hashtag call me Seb is a trend about a web video star by the name of Sebastian Olzonski. He's a YouTube sensation. He's 15 years old. And I guess he's having a call session.
A call session? Oh, so people are calling Seb right now, and he's on He's right now. He's doing a live thing.
No, it's
Should
over
we
now.
Call him?
But I mean, it was happening. It was happening 20 minutes ago. But it's over.
Oh man, I was hoping we could listen in on what Seb was talking.
Yeah, I want to do. I want to prank Seb. Prank call him.
Me too.
But it's this recurring thing with YouTube stars or Vine stars where they put out a phone number and then you pay a certain fee to be able to talk to them for a certain amount of time.
Wow. People pay for that?
Kids, tweens.
Tweens?
Teens.
That's kind of sad to me. You should be able to talk to your idols for free.
I think it's pretty cool. Who was your idol growing up, Agata?
Michael Jackson.
Wouldn't it be cool to pay like $5 to talk to him for 2 minutes?
I mean, I would think he wouldn't want to take $5 from like a 10-year-old, but...
I mean, we all think he wouldn't take in a lot of things from a 10-year-old, but you want to... You want to do a role play and tell him about what you wanted to talk to him about at 10 years old? I'll be Michael Jackson.
Okay.
All right. Give him $5.
Okay. Yeah. Hand me $5.
Clink, clink, clink.
Okay. Coins.
Well, even Michael Jackson's got to do laundry.
That's right. I'm so sorry, Michael. That's $5 in quarters. Yeah.
It's okay.
What era Michael Jackson were you into?
I was just into,
What era Michael Jackson was this?
Like Thriller. I was very into like Thriller.
So you're
Michael
talking
Jackson.
To like a much later Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So you might not be getting exactly what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
True. Michael.
But this is you. How old were you? 10?
10.
You got to sound like you at 10. So
that's
that we
true.
Can really,
that's
the
true.
Listeners could really experience.
Going to commit to the reality of the scene.
Also, give him $5.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, coins. Hi, Michael. Hey, how's it going, little girl? What's your name? Agata. Agata? What's on your mind, Agata? Michael. What do you do if you don't think life is worth living? When your phone call's over, $5 only counts like 30 seconds. Andy, you had an impression you wanted to do on the show,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
Well, no, I didn't want to do it. I wanted to workshop it. I hope that you guys, since you guys are sort of, you know, you work in the audio field, and I thought that you could sort of help me make this killer impression, and this is one I'm just working on. But this is... my impression of Dame Judi Dench.
Okay. This is Andy Neese as Dame Judi Dench.
God damn it, Bond. What the hell is wrong with you? You're a fucking idiot. You fucking asshole. What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay, that's it. She's always mad at James Bond.
She is always mad.
This is the best exotic Marigold Hotel I've ever seen.
Okay.
Two.
I'm going to need you guys to stop one-upping all my impressions, please.
Do you guys want to hear what Sebastian sounds like?
Oh, yeah. Let's
We'd
hear
love
it.
To.
There's a song called Take Me to Church.
That's Hozier.
Oh, it's a cover.
Oh, okay.
Wait, he sings? Seb sings?
Yeah, Seb is a
Is
singer.
He in Bellin,
Is
Sebastian?
That what he's known for, or is he just... Like a jack of all trades.
I think it's a jack of all trades, mostly like a vlogging type of character.
Is he like Matty B sings? You guys know Matty B?
Oh, yeah.
The kid that does raps?
Well, I don't
it's
know.
It's Matty B raps.
This guy's like a real pretty boy.
So is Matty B.
Is Matty B your alter ego?
No.
My lover's got humor. She used to giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval.
Is this a Hozier song?
Worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak.
He must be famous for his looks. Cause I don't know about this. It sounds like a teenager trying to cover a Hozier song.
I hate that song so much that it's making me mad just hearing this dude sing it.
I was trying to find the chorus, but I can't find it.
That's okay. This guy ain't no good. Right?
No,
yeah.
Sucks.
You know, good.
Stick to your day vlog.
Yeah.
let's quit your day vlog. Whatever, Seb.
Lucille Ball fans want frightening statue in star's hometown removed.
This
is a trend I know about. I saw this on my little Facebook feed there that I've got.
Lucille Ball fans, of which they must be
millions,
really old.
Millions. Oh.
Millions for real. I mean, she's great and hilarious. Like, she was one of the best, but like hardcore Lucille Ball fans, they've got to be.
They go by ballers.
Mm-hmm.
Ballers.
Loose ballers.
Loose ballers.
Okay, so what are the loose ballers doing?
Well, they're protesting against this statue of her, where it looks like she's like a
psycho. That doesn't look like
she's
her at
like
all.
Golden, like bronze.
She's
right?
Like, yeah, golden bronze. She has like a big old smile, but her eyes are like popping out, and she has like, I don't know what, like a spoon and some sort of
medicine.
Oh, like that was one of her great bits, the classic bits.
Oh, what was the bit?
It was that she had to do a commercial for a medicine that had alcohol in it, and so she was trying to do this like tagline, but she was getting drunk off the medicine.
Mm.
Or maybe it could have been that codeine. She could have been doing that purple
that
drink.
That scissor.
Yeah, that Lil Wayne before he was doing that.
So these ballers are so-called fans, yet they want to take down this statue.
Do they want to replace it with a better statue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They got their own statue.
Why don't they just grab some chisels and make it happen?
Oh, because they're too old.
Oh. get their grandsons to do it for them.
They're not ballers like them.
Full House reunion series Fuller House nears 13 episode Netflix order.
Yeah, so I heard about this, right? They're going to try and bring Full House back as Fuller House.
Is it all the same people or?
And they're going to change their name from Tanner to Fuller?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Or to Tanner-er.
Tanner-er family, yeah.
Fuller-er. Fuller-er. Rolls right off the tongue.
So yeah, good question, Agata. Did they bring back? Is the whole original cast coming back, or
yep.
Is it a reboot?
No, everybody's back.
Is Mr. Woodchuck back?
Does that mean that Mary Kay and Ashley are only going to get half the screen time?
It says here they got her other sister,
Elizabeth Olsen.
What?
Elizabeth Olsen.
She's in like Avengers and shit. She doesn't need to do some Netflix.
She's above
nonsense.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. She's Martha Marcy May Marlene.
Yeah. She's got that's a meaty role. That's four names for one character.
Mm-hmm. Says here they're going to be sharing screen time in real time.
Does that they're going to like tag out in the middle of a
I
line
guess
or
so.
Something? In real time.
Yeah. They're going to be pushing each other out of scenes.
Wait, who? I thought you said it was just Elizabeth.
No, Mary-Kate, Ashley, and Elizabeth.
Oh, it's the three of them.
All
they're
three?
All playing Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, but they don't all, they're not all identical.
Actually, none of them are identical. Mary-Kate and Ashley are fraternal twins.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong about that,
that's
but I
not
think
true.
I heard that somewhere.
No, they're no, yeah. Identical twins.
I think they're identical.
Agata, look at their feet. Not the same feet. Not the same.
I will not look at their feet.
Look at this picture of their feet, Agata.
I'm surprised they got Dave Coulier.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's super busy.
I grew up watching a lot of Full House. It was like after school, good times for me with the whole gang, DJ, Steph, Michelle, Uncle Jesse, How Rude, Have Mercy, Kimmy Gibbler next door.
The bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
The beginning.
From the beginning.
The houses.
Dolores Park.
Mm.
Sourdough bread.
In my opinion, San Francisco was a character in that show.
It really was.
Like, if you think about it, San Francisco was like a character. Like, it had lines and it said stuff in that show.
For sure.
Do you guys remember that one episode of Full House when they were in the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake? And
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I heard one person died in that quake.
This is a really sad episode. One guy was on that bridge.
What was funny was it all took place during this baseball game.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was sort of like that parking lot episode of Seinfeld.
Or the fly episode of Breaking Bad.
Right. It's a bottle app.
Yeah.
Total bottle app. You know, every episode of I Dream of Jeannie was a bottle app.
So is Cheers, if you think about it.
Pre-orders for the Apple Watch start at midnight on April 10th.
Who's getting an Apple Watch?
Oh, man, I've been on a complete Apple Watch counting down the days for it to come out. Thanks.
Really? What day is it coming out, Andy?
I got to check.
Pre-orders April 11th.
I would look at my wrist, but there's nothing there.
So you don't know what day it is?
There's no way for me to know.
I don't know about these like wearable technology. I don't know if I'm into it. Anybody else?
I think it's stupid, and I will absolutely not buy one.
Right.
Why would you?
I don't know. I feel like I don't want to wear a watch. If I wanted to wear a watch, I'd be wearing a watch.
People I'd be wearing my
abandoned,
phone.
People abandoned watches, right? A
yeah,
long
for
time
phones,
ago.
Phones, right?
Yeah. Everyone's got a phone,
What's
so you don't
purpose?
Need a watch.
Why do you need both? Adam, what? Explain it.
Well, there's something you lose in having a phone whenever you have to go somewhere that phones aren't allowed. You never know what time it is. So I have a friend who has an old analog watch.
Yeah.
You can still tell how long you've been waiting.
It's great. Right.
So when you go to like a TV taping and they say you can't bring your phone in here, then you know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to brag about all the TV tapings I've been to.
Or if you go see the Entourage film way in advance and you're not allowed to take your phone.
Well, yeah, what do you do when Craig Ferguson wants to know what time it is and you're sitting there like a doofus with nothing on your wrist?
I'm not interested in an Apple Watch. That's not for me.
I'm personally holding out. I'm going to buy a Will I Am watch that he made. He made his own smartwatch. And that seemed way better, so I'm going for that.
I didn't hear
what
about
kind of
that.
Features does that
it
have?
Tells you what mood you're in. It listens to when you're making calls and stuff, it listens to the tone of your voice and it knows what mood you're in, and then you can tell everybody else what mood you're in, and it will play music based on what mood you're in, and it looks bad and doesn't fit right, and it is all around terrible according to all the reviews. And
that's
so
creepy.
That's all the things I'm looking for.
Wait, it tells what mood you're in based on your phone calls? What
does
the
it play
fuck?
A Black Eyed Peas song to try to cheer you up? If you're like angry.
Yeah, it plays Where's the Love on a constant loop.
If you're like in an intimate situation and you're just not feeling it, it plays My Humps.
Will I Am.
It can tell that you're horny, so it plays My Humps.
Oh, what you gonna do with all those lips? Oh, I have a prototype of the watch right here.
What are you gonna do with all those lumps, July?
What you gonna do with all those lips? Guess I'm horny.
Price is Right contestant wins free car thanks to Models Blunder.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, I saw this. The one trend I'm familiar with.
Yeah, me too.
Potential game show contestant, of course. You're up on all the game show trends.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always doing research.
You're a game show correspondent on this show. We're always calling you when we need someone who has the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So for this one, what exactly happened? Can you break it down?
From what I saw, she was supposed to remove something covering a price, the one that the contestant had guessed, and then she did that, and then she did the next one, which revealed which price the car was under. And so Drew Carey's like, well, you just won a car. And then the model went and hid behind the sign.
Yep, a 6-year game show veteran.
Oh. I bet it makes Drew Carey wish he was working with Laura Hall again. Maybe have her...
Well, she's a professional. She would never give a car away.
Mm-mm.
Whose line is it anyways?
No.
She doesn't make mistakes. She's perfect.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen to this 6-year vet?
I hope she gets fired.
You really think she's going to get fired?
You want her to
get
fired?
I would love to see her get fired. Because I feel like people are always getting away with their fucking mistakes in this world, and I want them to pay for it.
Hmm. Yeah, San Andreas.
We'll all pay for our mistakes.
Yeah, we will.
I think Agata is trying to cover up the fact that she will stop at nothing to get a job as a model on The Price is Right.
Why call me out like that on the show, well, I mean, Gabe?
Because you point out the trends like the model does on Price is Right all the time.
Well, I just want to make sure you guys can tell that I'm a good pointer. It's an important skill on that show.
They don't really point. They more like gesture with their palm, I would say. So that's...
Like this?
That's more hula, I think.
It's pretty good. That is pretty good. That is pretty good. Yeah, we were at a goddess.
The party. Hula is the dance, Adam.
Sorry.
We were at a goddess apartment yesterday, and she had a dartboard up on the wall, and it was just Vanna White's face. Mm-hmm. And then instead of darts, it was just like big, like knives.
Mm-hmm. Like, I stab it.
She stabs the dartboard with Vanna White's face on it.
Yeah, I don't use darts. I just stab it.
So you want to be a Wheel of Fortune?
I will take, honestly, I'll take anything that I can get. Honestly, I just want to be one of the spokes ladies on the show that points or palms or whatever, Andy.
One of those deal or no deal briefcase ladies.
Oh, ooh. I would love that. I would love that. I would be one of the ones that's very like, ooh. Is it? I don't know.
And then Howie. She didn't know. She doesn't know. They don't tell the model.
But some of them are a little sassy where they're like,
Like, am I going to do it?
No.
Do you guys think they had a babe up in the booth as the banker too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Howie Mandel is just a babe in a man, in an older Jewish man costume?
He's Jewish?
Howie Mandel? I think so.
Did you guys know that Howie Mandel's not naturally bald?
Mm-mm.
I think I almost said naturally blonde. He's not naturally bald. He just has such severe like germophobia that he feels cleaner with like a nicely shaved dome.
I have heard that he has OCD.
Like, right. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, yeah.
Wait, is hair dirty? Is my hair dirty?
According to Howie Mandel, it is.
Is your hair dirty?
Oh, yeah.
Should we do July's Funny Pages?
Yeah. Gabe. Hey, Gabe. 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 Gabe.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Andy. Gabe.
Hold on. I'm waking up.
What? Wake up.
Oh, God. Yeah?
You look really tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. What's going on, man? What time is it?
It's, you know what time it is. It's 420. And you know what we do in 420. I read you a comic.
Oh, man.
Oh. Sorry to wake you up.
Just pass me that bong first, okay?
All right. Well, let me take a hit first.
Okay.
Yeah.
July's really good at saying yeah while hitting a bug.
Yeah, now let me.
Well, he just likes it so much. He was loving that hit.
Let me pass you the bong now. And hey, we have some guests here. You guys get to choose which comic I read. Or how about let's do this? You guys talk amongst yourselves, talk about what comic you guys want to hear, and let's see if we have that for you.
Okay.
When was the last time you read a newspaper?
Oh, man. I get my news from Jon Stewart. And I have a feeling that's going to go on for a long time, too. So I'm excited just to, like, really settle in with him.
I'm a big Yahoo front page guy, so.
I get my news from Trends with Benefits.
Gabe, you're not part of this conversation.
Sorry.
I don't know too many comics. I know that you got your Garfields classic. You got...
Is Rhymes with Orange still a comic?
Ooh.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Orange.
Rhymes with Orange?
No, Rhymes.
Rhymes?
But I can see where that...
It was Leanne Rhymes.
Leanne Rhymes?
Yeah, famous Citrus spokeswoman, Leanne Rhymes.
All right, so I don't know any backstory on this. Gabe, do you know any backstory on Rhymes with Orange?
No, I feel like it's one of those ones where there isn't a backstory. Like, it's different vignettes every time.
Oh,
I like
that. Okay.
Because you never, you know, what, I got to get a newspaper every week to know what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do. That's how you know what's going on,
yeah, I know.
Andy.
That's too. That seems like a lot to put on me, you know. I'm just here to laugh.
All right, right. This is July's Funny Pages on Rhymes with Orange by, I don't know.
Yeah, the font's too small for me to read who wrote this. Let's just say it rhymes with orange.
Bill Lorange.
Lauren G.
Warren G. Oh, yeah, Warren G and the Dog Pound. Co-writers. All right, so there's two panels. The first panel is sort of like a tall, just blank space, white panel where it's just like the introduction of what we're going to see. And it says in... what kind of font is this? Helvetica font, maybe? Okay.
Helvetica. Classica Helvetica.
That's not Helvetica.
What font
for the
do
record?
You think that is, Agata?
I don't think that's a specific font. That looks like a hand-drawn font.
Mm. It's just, okay, so
hand-drawn
it's
just a comic font. Guy writing
yeah.
in his handwriting.
Okay. It says the Passover Seder? Cedar?
Seder.
Seder?
Oh my gosh.
Seder.
Seder. There's a little pot underneath it. Something's cooking.
Uh-huh.
Second panel. Looks like we're in a dining room. Husband and wife, maybe. Could be brother, sister. Although they're drinking red wine.
As is tradition on Passover. Well,
brothers and sisters don't drink red wine.
Oh, that's right. So they must be fucking. But then again, that could be incest. So it's definitely a married couple. They're eating matzo balls, and the husband says to the wife, "Fine, you're right. No one makes matzo balls lighter than your mother." The end.
That's the end?
Lighter? Fine. Lighter?
Lighter, yeah.
Are they like floating or something? Is there a joke there?
Oh, my bad.
You missed a huge part of it.
Yeah, I guessed it, though. I did better than Sean. Sorry,
no,
buddy.
No, you guessed the joke. The matzo balls are floating in the air, but this is why I didn't call attention to it. Because they have their spoons out sort of as if like they were picking it up to their mouths and it like fell out and it was like in the motion of falling into...
Fell out of their mouth?
No, like falling off of the spoon because it's so big.
Oh, I see.
So I'm not familiar with Passover stuff, but...
Yeah, you don't want your matzo balls to be like super dense.
Okay.
So like a nice fluffy matzo ball... It's what you want. You want when your spoon. You want your spoon to be able to like easily pass through it.
And you want it to that's be hilarious. Floating Holy, above your really plate.
Funny. That's well, too much.
Well, that's too much.
Well, that's the joke. Is
that's
that
the
it's
joke.
Floating because
it
it's
have
so
to
light.
Be a bubble.
Yeah, that's why it's super funny.
Yeah.
Is it a bubble?
I mean, it's super funny because I mean, you tell me, Agata. Look at how these people look funny. These people look so funny.
They look
wait,
like
wait.
So
is it just
very...
one pan? It's one panel.
It, I mean. I count the wow. beginning as an extra it, panel, but I guess it is
mostly. It's
yeah,
like,
it's
yeah,
mostly one.
You could do it all right in that one panel. That's just like
mm-hmm.
the other one's just like the broth around the matzo ball.
Yeah,
that which is the joke.
I hope I didn't offend any of your listeners by suggesting a comic that gets so twisted with religious humor.
Robolore Hall, I see you. Creeping around the corner over there.
Yeah, who turned you on, by the way? Because we shut you down a long time ago.
Bleep blop.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think something horrible's gone wrong with Laura Hall.
Bleep,
bleep
blop?
Bleep blop. Bleep.
What does
bleep,
that mean?
Blop.
She thinks she's a horse.
What is she trying to communicate right now?
So this is the part of the show where, you know, we wrap things up with a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown. That is with a piano accompaniment. What is that word? I should learn that word. Accompaniment?
Mm-hmm.
With piano accompaniment by Robo Laura Hall, the robot version of Laura Hall from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And what are we going to do the hoedown about this week, Robo Laura Hall?
With all this talk about quiz apps, I Robo L. Hall say that we should do a hoedown about apps.
Let's do it.
She's trying out some new nicknames, isn't she?
Robo L. Hall.
She's trying to shorten it.
Okay, let's do a hoedown about apps.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I look at my phone. It's time to get into the bone zone. Get really, really, really horny. Morning and night, I'm jizzing on myself.
Well, I have an app. I think it's really great. I use it all the time to help me find a mate. But then something went wrong and I want to go home. I accidentally fucked my phone.
Well, I downloaded a quiz app. It gave me an addiction. I don't know what to do. I'll ask Gata for the affliction. Look, I'm going to use Yelp to find a place to get some help.
It's great. Well, I was looking on the Google Play Store for a game, but all of the games, they kind of look the same. But then I saw one that was sponsored by Bush's Beans. It's called Bush's Bean Dash, and you play as a farmer who collects beans.
Play as a farmer who collects beans. That was great. Great job, everybody.
That's a real game that I downloaded. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, both of you.
It was a lot of fun. Andy, do you want to direct our loyal listeners to any cool stuff that you got going on?
I guess you can find me on Twitter if you could somehow do it. It's my last name, which is Niece, which is spelled weird. It's K-N-E-I-S, and then it's Niesage, so K-N-E-I-S-A-G-E. So that's a... Don't do it. You know, it's not worth it. All that effort to get to it is not going to, you're not going to find much there.
Can't they search your name, your full name on Twitter and then it'll pop up?
I don't think so. I don't want to really associate my full name with some of the filth that I put out there.
Got it.
But you know, the internet trolls will eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming and putting out your filth on our show.
Yeah. Or else, you know, I'd just go crazy. Like, you don't want to know what will happen if I don't release some of this filth somewhere.
Adam, do you have any plugs? Do you have anything going on you want to tell people about?
I mean, I would just echo Andy's sentiment that if you wanted to find me on Twitter, you could search for @sadpizzaparty. That's an ironic name, and it should give you an idea of how not worth it it is to find it.
Great.
Adam has you beat, Andy, on ease of...
Yeah.
Of saying your Twitter name.
That's because I don't want a lot of followers. I want people that, like, really are into my content and the stuff that I put out. So, like... It's good if you can't find it. It's exclusive.
What's your latest tweet?
That's a good... it was today, and it was somebody at work successfully combined April Fool's and Easter by putting out a bowl of black jelly beans.
Gross. Ew.
I like
black
jelly beans.
You don't laugh out loud at it, but you just think about it, and you go, yeah, I get it, and I like that, and I'm going to click follow.
And you chuckle in the shower.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that when you're in the shower, you're washing, you're soaping up your butt and stuff, and you're thinking, oh, that is funny.
It's when I check Twitter the most, when I'm cleaning my butt in the shower.
Black jelly beans are pretty good.
Gross.
I actually like them. This is a long story that now will extend this podcast way too far. But I was locked in a bathroom. I got paid $50 by my friends to spend 36 hours in a bathroom. And one of the things that they convinced me to help me do this was that they would put a big bag of jelly beans in there for me. And when I got in, it was just a big bag of black jelly beans. Ugh. And so I had nothing else to do for the whole 36 hours. So I thought, well, I guess I'll eat these black jelly beans. And now I like them.
For $50? That's not worth it.
I know.
A day and a half?
Yeah, it was in high school.
Well, $50 was a lot of money back then.
Good
times. You
could
buy a bunch of weed and stuff, right?
You could still buy a bunch of weed with $50.
How much, though?
Like $50 worth.
Well, look at all this weed we got here. I got it.
Roughly look at 65 it. Canadian.
Agata, do you want to plug something in your life?
I'm going to plug this quiz app that I've been playing. It's great because it makes me feel smart, you know. And it's called Quiz Up. I'm sorry, Quiz Up.
Quizerp.
You can play with your friends. You can play with strangers, and it gives you like these weird titles that you can give to yourself.
What do you mean?
Like you earn these titles, and then it says, "Do you want to put this under your name?" And
like
it says,
"Sir
weird stuff.
Agata."
Do you know your current title?
Mine's divided by zero because I've been playing a lot of math quiz. Mm.
Is it like you select from a list or you can just write whatever you want?
You can't write whatever you want. You earn separate ones and it says like, here, you earned this one. Do you want to put it on? And I had some One Direction ones for a while and then I was like, this is embarrassing.
You're a total Zane brain.
Actually, mine was Extraordinary. And then I was like, I should do some other quizzes other than One Direction. And so I went to the math side and I won divided by zero. So
cool. Nice. Very nerdy of you, Agana. Very nerdy.
Thank you.
It's what we like.
Is that app available only on iTunes or is it also available in the Windows store? Windows, because I have a Windows phone.
What the fuck is the Windows store?
There's like, you know, Windows phone. It's
where you go window shopping.
July, do you have anything to plug?
No, I'll just give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
I mean, we could just start giving her a plug, but no, I like it this
she
way better.
She needs to get it plugged so she could charge her battery.
Yep. And and she doesn't deserve her own spot. She has to take someone else's spot.
Oh, so you're agreeing with me giving it to her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
She shouldn't have her own spot. She's not a real person.
Robo Laura Hall, you better hope July doesn't start having stuff to plug for himself, because then you're shut out.
I mean, I do have something to plug for myself, but I'm not going to.
I plug my Twitter at RoboLauraHall. Tweet at me, you freaks. I will DM with you all.
And this is the thing about RoboLauraHall, is that she is very erotic-based, so if you want to DM with her, she will respond.
Yeah, and you don't want to know what DM stands for.
Also, I plug July's Happy Madison podcast.
Oh, that's very sweet of her.
Thank you for giving me a plug. Yeah, it's called You Can Do It, a podcast about me and my buddy Rich Camp. We're watching all Happy Madison adjacent films and talking about it.
I did an episode.
Agata's done an episode. It's a real thing.
This is great.
I haven't heard my episode. Is it up?
Well, Rich Camp is currently over in the east side with his family.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And so he's very busy.
Can you reveal what Happy Madison film you watched?
Yeah.
Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
Yeah.
Did you guys all watch it together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. We all watched it, and then
we all shared
a
bottle of champagne, and then
a bottle of laughs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was mostly me. I drank 99% of that champagne, and then we did a podcast. I don't know what we talked about.
We're all slurring on the podcast
because we
drank a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure it's great, great entertainment.
Sounds good. Yeah, check it out. I heard the first episode, and it was entertaining. You guys talked about the cobbler.
Yes.
Which is about a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So Gabe, do you have any plugs?
I don't have any plugs. Ever. So
okay.
Except go on our Twitter, Facebook, Trends W Benefits. That makes us happy.
Also, if you have any questions for me, 432 Agata High or twb.cool/ask.
Or you can email the show at hey@twb.cool.
Thank you so much to our guests for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye.
How do we end the show?
Bye.
Can we end the show singing a harmony?
Okay. Bye.
Bye.